Pretty good.
Oh, right into it. For 14 of the 40 points last week. That being said, have you seen any slippage at all in your unit the last 2 weeks, and where specifically, if there has been?
I mean, I think everything, you know, everything we do is week to week. You know, you're always evaluating the goods and bads. I mean, I thought we've tackled poorly, especially the Thursday night game, the last game. You know, a lot of missed tackles. We had kind of some isolated incidents we talked about a little bit in the Jets week on a couple of those plays, but I thought that was probably one of our bigger issues. We've missed more tackles. Definitely in the last game, and then, like I said, in kind of some specific plays the week before in the Jets that we haven't normally been doing. So I think that's kind of one area.
Obviously last week you didn't have a full practice. So was Gotcha starting ahead of Phillips a function of Phillips' ankle regressing at all, or performance from the Jets game?
If you didn't tell me that, I wouldn't have known, probably, be honest with you. I mean, we rotate those guys through. They all play probably pretty even snaps, you know what I mean? So I think starter for us, it's really more just a matter of situations in the game and what we're thinking and what we're trying to play. So I couldn't have told you who started,
Matt,
to be honest
with
you.
Can you talk about Cooper and Crabtree and the challenges they pose for your two young corners?
Yeah, they're, obviously both great receivers. They do it a little differently. You know, both bigger guys that, you know, they do both do a good job on the vertical routes. I mean, going up and get balls. I hope they don't get mad at me for saying this. You know, Cooper's got a little bit more speed probably, but Crabtree's really good with body control and shielding guys and contesting catches and those sort of things. So, both good route runners, both bigger bodies, both really good at going up and getting, you know, deeper balls and vertical routes, which is a big part of what they try to do on offense. So, it's a good challenge for both those guys. It's a good receiving core. We're gonna have our hands full for sure.
Matt, how do you feel about Andre Branch and William Hayes playing this week, practicing this week?
Yeah, I mean, they're going through the process. We'll probably keep monitoring it as we go and try to keep working them in. I mean, I feel good about both those guys in terms of their work ethic and their approach, and if they're ready to go, then they're going to go, and they're going to give us everything they got. So, those are sort of decisions that we'll make moving forward in terms of who's ready. But if they're both able to and healthy, I mean, I feel good about the preparation they're putting in. Even when those guys have to, you know, sit out some of the parts of practice and things, they're into it. They're good on the mental side of what they're doing. And so if they're ready to go, I feel good about both those guys being able to help us. That's fine. I'm done. You can cut me off anytime you guys want. That's good. I'm just kidding. Yeah. So, it's easy. I won't talk myself into bad responses. It'll be good.
I better ask you a good question.
Yeah, that's good. Spotlight.
I was going to ask you your thoughts on the safety position now that Nate is gone and you're still a week away from getting McDonald.
Yeah, I mean, you know, honestly, I thought, to be honest with you, I thought Mike T did a really good job when he went in, and actually was probably one of our more kind of energetic kind of guys out there, you know, the second half of the game last week. I thought he was flying around and he's done it before for us and played some spots for us in different roles. So, he's been in the system for a while. I mean, I feel pretty confident in Mike being able to step in and fill those shoes. So, I mean, we'll keep trying to work a couple of the younger guys with, you know, Mo and Lucas and those guys, trying to kind of find spots for them as well. But I thought Mike stepped in admirably last week, and I feel good about moving forward with him.
I know it's a week-to-week thing, so you probably
it is, sure is.
But you're really smart, so you can think about multiple things.
I try not to.
McDonald,
yeah.
Do you have a vision now specifically of what you would like him to be when he's back on the 13th, a starter immediately? Plays a lot of snaps.
I don't know. I mean, I can't. I'm trying to win this game, and you know, he's not available for it. So we'll make those decisions, you know, when he's available and on the roster and able to go. I mean, again, just if you want me to address something about, you know, TJ, I think he's been around. Obviously, like, that's helped him being able to be in the building. And, again, he's been working with our strength staff and staying in shape and stuff. And I know he's itching to get back to it. It's been a long sort of process for him. So I know physically and obviously kind of emotionally he'll be ready to go on Monday for sure, and then we'll just see how it all works out.
Now, what did you think of the Kiko? I know it's a while now, but we haven't seen Kiko hits black
tackle.
Yeah.
Where it looks like he's maybe going to slide, about to slide, mm-hmm. starting to slide, then he does slide. Anyway, we all saw it. What would you
yeah. think? Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, what Kiko said, and I'll say this. I mean, you know, Kiko said the same thing to me immediately after the play, because I kind of went, you know, I grabbed him when we came off the field, and I said, hey, what's going on? What happened? And he said, man, I was kind of waiting for him to slide, and he wasn't, and it was getting close to sticks. And, you know, at one point he kind of made that decision. And, you know, we've obviously dealt with quarterback injuries. No one likes to see their quarterback get hurt. You know, I've never found Kiko to be a malicious player. I think it was a bang, bang play, like he said. And I don't think that was like a scripted response from him. You know, I mean, obviously, he said it to me immediately in the aftermath of what happened. And, you know, everyone was kind of heated and stuff. And he was very calm, saying, man, this is kind of how I saw it. And, you know, I think the league's addressed it and how they're going to address it. And I think that's about all I have to say about that.
Just to follow up. So, in general, right, because you have quarterbacks sometimes, they like fake you out. So
you guys getting this on to film?
They look like they're going to slide. They look like they're going to step out of bounds, and then they lower their shoulders.
Yeah, I mean,
It's
hard. I mean, it's hard. I mean, we all know, you know, what the league's trying to do and for in terms of player safety, and obviously especially that position. So, you know, we have to coach and have awareness of that stuff. But it is, you see it every week with, you know, hey, is he running out of bounds? And all of a sudden he cuts back up inside. And you know, so we try to be cautious and be aware of those rules. And, you know, I think the bigger issue was more, you know, the head contact than it's in terms of being such a late hit. Like, I mean, everyone watched it. It was a pretty bang bang in terms of slide hit. I'm not sure that the lateness was as much an issue as like where the contact occurred, which is hard. I mean, the target area gets sort of shrunk when you're in that sort of situation. So, I mean, it's a fine line. Again, again, the league's officiating it in a certain way, and we've had to adjust how we coach. But, you know, it is. You see it every week where you're just, again, like I said, I think Kiko's mentality was, hey, I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, essentially. Like, I get it. And then it's, I mean, again, it's a 3rd and 10, and he's a yard or two from the sticks. And, you know, so it's hard. It's hard to coach. It's hard to officiate. It's hard for quarterbacks to get a feel for that. I mean, everyone's competitive. So you just try to do your best in terms of understanding the situations and again, try and avoid, I think, really the helmet contact, the head contact is probably the biggest thing.
Matt, yeah. Offense is going through some changes. Can the defense carry more of the load? Should the defense be expected to carry more?
I don't think we look at it like that. I mean, we have our job. They have their job. And, I mean, that's something we've preached from day one. I mean, we can't worry about anything. Game situation, what the scoreboard says, what our special teams or offense is doing. I mean, we do our job. And our job is to put as, you know, few points on the board for their team as possible and get stops. And again, I mean, we can't really worry about that stuff. So talking about we have to do more, I mean, again, I think that's where people get into trouble. To be honest with you, I think I got, from being honest with you guys, I mean, I think I kind of fell in that a little bit last week. You know, I preached to my guys about not forcing the issue and not trying to do too much. And some of my calls last week, I got into that mode a little bit. I told the defense the same thing. You know, I said, man, I can't do the things I tell you guys not to do, you know, and in terms of us pressing to make plays and me trying to blitz every snap and trying to, you know, make something happen. I mean, it doesn't work like that. You know, you start doing that and you get out of being a sound team. So, you know, we just have to play sound defense. And again, this is good offense that's coming into town. You know, they got good players, they got good weapons, good line, good quarterback. So, I mean, we just got to series in and series out, get stops and do our job. And we'll see where the chips fall after that.
You guys have been so stout most of the season, but you're last in the NFL in red zone defense.
Yeah.
75%. How does that issue get addressed? I mean, I know you've got so few limited opportunities in there.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. It's something we've, you know, it's an issue, but it's the numbers have been that for a few weeks now. It's not like it's been a recent thing. We had like a bad game. I mean, you know, I think one that we kind of, again, using sort of like that the Thursday game as like a bye week kind of mentality for me and for our staff, you know, trying to look at some of the issues. I mean, part of what we're just preaching is just having a little more focus down there, you know, in terms of, hey, they cross the 20, they start getting close, man. We've just really got to tighten everything up. I mean, there's just a couple things. I mean, we drop a pick in the end zone in the first week, you know. The Jets game, we had that, it's 3rd and 10, and we scramble drill, and we don't plaster, and, you know, they score the touchdown. I mean, there's, like, just little things like that. So I think it comes down to just, hey, I mean, these are, you know, we preach in Adam scripts the way we do practice. I mean, situational football, and that, and we just got to heighten our awareness of, okay, we're in the red zone here. It's like, just keep tightening the screws on what we're doing down there. And, I mean, I don't think there's been like where we're getting schemed up or anything like that. I think it's just been some random plays like that that have kind of hurt us. That I think it's just, I don't know if that sounds like a dumb answer, but just really heightening our focus when we get in there, like, hey, these are critical. And, you know, we always talk about third down plays in the red zone. I mean, that's a 4-point play. If you think about it, I mean, you get a stop there, you're kicking field goals instead of touchdowns. So, I mean, we, you know, for us, I mean, going back to Chris's question, like, I mean, that's a way for us to kind of score points. I mean, if you, once they get in the red zone and we get a stop down there, that's 4 points that we've just kind of earned back for us, you know. So, or at least, if not, you know, we've had a knack for kind of getting some field goals blocked and missing some field goals. So, you know, getting stops down there and trying to just heighten the focus on when we're in those areas.
Putting pressure on the quarterback, that's key every week.
Mm-hmm. But helps.
The weapons that they have.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, I mean, every week, and again, no secret, that's part of sort of our core philosophy on defense. You know, this is another team. You know, Carr's very good at getting the ball out quick schematically. Again, they, you know, teams that have playmakers, it's he wants to get the ball in their hands and try to let them go to work. So, you know, pressuring sometimes is hard against these guys. I mean, you got to pick your spots, again, because you do have enough weapons. That if the ball gets out quick and you're thin because you're committing guys to the rush, you know, again, we feel pretty confident about our guys up front to be able to generate some action, and hopefully we have a couple tricks up our sleeve.
Beluga played more snaps than you would have liked last week. It was seemed like a
lot. That's just dictated by situations. I mean, they were playing a lot more base personnel groups, and that's kind of one of Ray's roles. So, no.
What do you think of David?
What do I think? One of the quarterback, yeah, he's a good player. I mean, he's a good player. Can make all the throws. Like I said, I mean, he's pretty impressive. I mean, a lot of times in terms of like getting the ball out quick, you know, you get to third downs and it changes a little bit, and it doesn't with him. I mean, he's very decisive and seeing coverages and knowing where to go, so the ball's out quick. I mean, some of it's schematic. I've known their offensive coordinator, Todd Downing, for a long time. We worked together, pretty close friends. But so I think they do a good job scheming that up. But he's really, really decisive. He's really good with seeing coverage or seeing what he wants and getting the ball out and getting it to his guys. So I think that's probably one of his best strengths. He throws a nice deep ball. Again, that's they're going to take, I don't know, a number, 10 to 12 shots probably a game. I mean, they put the ball up and put it downfield. And you know, you saw the game a couple weeks ago against Kansas City where, I mean, he was connected on a bunch of those. And, again, they got bigger receivers that can make those plays. So I think he does a good job of, again, being decisive with where he's going the ball. And he puts a nice ball downfield and gives his guys the opportunity to go up and get those nine balls and stuff. So, you know, it's kind of a tough combo where you're saying he's really good with quick throws and getting the ball out, and then he's really good with putting the ball down the field too. So it's going to be a good challenge for us. We're excited.
Yeah.
He's doing good.
We don't get to see.
Yeah, I do. He's good. Yeah, it's, you know, all those guys. I mean, every decision we make in terms of, you know, game day actives and those sort of things, you know, obviously it's sort of a big picture, a team thing, and where all those guys fit in. So Steph's done a good job, man. He really is. He's big and can run. He's been learning the system. We've settled him in a little bit. You know, again, we're trying to – what I've tried to do in terms of our defense is give him a couple spots where, again, if for some reason, you know, we got him up on game day, if that's what, you know, the team dictated, that we'd have a role for him, you know, so he's ready to go on some things. I've talked to him and all. He's a really energetic kid, great. Like he's happy to be here. He's excited. So I think he's just waiting for his opportunity, but he looks good. I mean, he's a big dude and can run out there. So, you know, he's out there. I mean, again, you see him a lot mostly on the scout team stuff where he does a good job with, hey, this play you got to go play Bruce Irvin and rush for us, and this play you got to go play this and drop and be an end or a linebacker. You know, they move him around because he's such a versatile athlete. So, you know, we're trying to work him in and find a spot where we can get him going on Sundays.
Where did you settle in?
We've been playing him mostly at Sam, if that means anything to you guys. You know, kind of behind Law Dog a little bit and just trying to let him work there and just but our outside guys are kind of universal, so he's got a feel for that, you know what I mean? So, and he feels comfortable. He really does. He's done a good job. So, he'll, you know, I actually said to him the other day, as you know, you worry as a coach about a player getting frustrated and kind of what he'd been through and getting traded. And, you know, I was like, hey, man, don't, you know, your time's going to come and you're going to have an opportunity. And he's just like, I'm a good coach. I'm ready when you call on me. And so his attitude's been great, and he'll have a chance at some point to perform and contribute for us.